So I want to ask both of you, starting with Harry, is there anything out there that's got you excited? And particularly I wanted to ask you about, I was interviewing Richard Stone the other day, and he mentioned a paper at ASH in AML on a drug we've been talking a lot about in CLL, which is venetoclax, BCL2 inhibitor. And he thought that maybe it might have a future, although it hasn't been tested in MDS. I'll start with you, Harry. What about venetoclax and any other agents that you think might be coming along of interest?
So venetoclax used to be known as ABT-199. As you know, it's a BCL2 inhibitor and it's being developed in CLL. There are studies of combining that agent with azacitidine and chemotherapy in AML. Very preliminary phase one work. I think we're interested in those studies in AML to inform, to help design the next clinical trials in AML. Does this add anything to 3 and 7? I don't think we're ready to give up chemotherapy in acute myeloid leukemia. With all the hype that we have about targeted therapies, we have to keep in mind that the only thing that has extended the survival of patients with AML and gotten them out of this, you know, terrible clinical situation that they present in is intensive chemotherapy, achieving remissions, and even long-term cures. And so I think we also need to pay attention to drugs that may help chemotherapy work better. And there were decades of work looking at MDR inhibitors, which basically failed. But I think we now have a new host of agents that are being used in combination with chemotherapy to make the cells more sensitive, whether they be MDM2 inhibitors that might reactivate P53. P53 is only mutated in about 10 to 20% of patients, typically the high-risk patients with poor-risk chromosomes. So quite a large population, BCL2 inhibitors and other agents that are meant to help leukemic stem cells mobilize out of their protective niche in the marrow. Could this help improve chemotherapy sensitivity? So that's kind of a direction that we're going in chemotherapy approaches in AML. Whether they add anything to the treatment of myelodysplastic syndrome, I'm not certain. I can't say I'm incredibly excited about anything, unfortunately, in myelodysplastic syndrome. I'm going to leave that to Guillermo because, well, he's just incredibly excited. But one agent that I am somewhat interested in is the telomerase inhibitor imetelstat. Imetelstat is a small oligonucleotide that binds to the RNA primer of telomerase and inhibits telomerase. It's known that in myeloproliferative neoplasms and MDS that the bone marrow cells have increased expression of telomerase, which is important in making sure the chromosomes don't fall apart as these cells replicate. In vitro, there's activity of imetelstat in myeloid stem cell lines, myeloid lines. And there's a little bit of data from the preliminary work of imetelstat given as an IV infusion in patients with myeloproliferative neoplasms and even low-grade MDS showing an improvement in anemia. And so the sponsor of that study for imetelstat is now opening up a large, I think it's an international study. It's going to start as a phase 2 study for low intermediate risk, low-grade myelodysplastic syndrome patients, EPO refractory, ESA refractory. They'll get imetelstat. If they see a signal of activity, it'll go on to a randomized phase 2 study of imetelstat versus placebo. So that's something that is at least going to be tested.
Guillermo?
Okay, so
I saw you jotting down a list. You had like probably 10 things you're excited about, right?
I can group them. First of all, I think we should be excited because there's a lot of therapies coming. We have to pay attention. There are actually 3 phase 3 trials right now in MDS. This was not the case last year. So I think we're starting to gain momentum. For years, when we do these post-ASH reviews, I was depressed because everything was this splicing gene and this mutation and this mouse model. And I was like, okay, what about our patients? And I think this is starting to translate. Not super fast, but it's starting to translate. I think the trick is going to be like here. Okay, we have 2 fantastic cases already, right? You transform the natural, you know, the survival of these patients. Why? So I think the trick is going to be how we break this disease into small buckets. So just thematically, in low-risk disease, there's data with these TGF-beta modulators, so Tarcetep, Lusta, Parsetep, I don't know how to say it, ACE-536. This is already in a phase 3 trial. I mean, on the study with Sotarcetep that we were part, I have people transfusion dependent with 0 toxicity now for months and months and months. So who responds to TGF-beta modulators? I don't know. Harry likes innate immunity deregulation. The studies actually with toll-like receptor antibodies that are showing activity in this context. We talk about the PD-1s. other antibodies, anti-CD33 coming back, anti-CD123 coming back. We talked about mutational segregation, so IDH1, IDH2, FLT3. So we're going to learn a lot from these AML trials. The frequency may be smaller, but it should apply 100% the same. So we're going to borrow. BCL2, I totally agree with Dr. Stone. This could be, if the data in AML applies somehow to MDS, in combination with hypomethylating agent, this could be very transformative. There are second generation hypomethylating agents like SGI-110. You know, this may actually be potentially better than our current approaches. We already mentioned the oral hypomethylating agents, oral ASA, the combos with the cytidine, the aminase inhibitor. There is a drug that is now tested on a phase 3 trial, it's called rigorcetib. In the first trial that is going to come out in Lancet Oncology any day now, this was not ultra active, but there was a subset of patients like the next one who seemed to benefit in terms of survival. So I think there's a lot of activity. If there is one thing I hesitate, actually, and I think this is the first time Harry and I disagree, is with the telomerase inhibitor. And I'm going to tell you why, okay? This has been very hard for us, but we published a paper in Cancer Cell this past summer where we engineer mouse system where we can actually make every generation shorten their telomeres. And the first generation is good, but by the fourth, fifth, they develop MDS. And actually, they develop a transplantable MDS program. Telomeres are shorter in MDS. So in my head, to give a drug that could do this, when you publish a major paper showing that actually if you inhibit this pathway, it's difficult. So when I met with the sponsor, I told them, look, the data looks very nice, okay, but for the first time in a long time, I'm going to let Harry and Teferi and others, let's gain some experience because it's ethically difficult for me to say I'm going to give a drug that is targeting a molecular pathway, but probably the mouse model is wrong and we need to test this in the patients.